Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and thanks for tuning into Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. Today is Palm Sunday, the first day of Holy Week, and that means that we are able to return to music specifically written for today. I'm Tapani Simayoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham and of Brighton Lutheran Mission. To find out about the work we do in Brighton, go to oslc.org.uk/Brighton and follow the links from there. In last week's episode, I referred to the dilemma posed by the proximity of the Feast of the Annunciation to Holy Week, since the spirit of that festival is a far cry from the solemnity of the season. If you missed that episode or any other past episode, go to the Sunday Cantata program page on Lutheran Radio UK's website, where you can listen again. On two occasions during J.S. Bach's long tenure in Leipzig, the Annunciation fell on Palm Sunday itself, in 1725 and 1736. Apparently, on those Sundays, the Palm Sunday reading from Matthew 21 was followed not by the usual reading of the Passion narrative from the Gospel of Matthew, but by the Annunciation Gospel from Luke chapter 1. As it happens, that was convenient for the cantor of St. Thomas's. The first cantata he had written in his previous post but one, at the ducal court of Weimar, was written for Palm Sunday 1714, but worked rather well for the Annunciation as well. Therefore, in 1725 and 1736, the congregation at Leipzig's St. Thomas Church was treated to cantata number 182, Himmelskönig sei willkommen, Welcome, King of Heaven. This particular cantata is well suited to both occasions. The Annunciation marks Christ's incarnation, his entry into the world, at his conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary. To that arrival, the Church says, Welcome, King of Heaven. And on Palm Sunday, Christ entered into Jerusalem as a king, humble, riding a donkey, in fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah in the Old Testament, with a great crowd welcoming him as king. Welcome, King of Heaven. And as Jesus became incarnate in order to suffer and to die for the sins of the world, so his entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday was the culmination of that divine plan. Therefore, this cantata's focus on Christ's sufferings, as well as the joyful welcome of his people, is entirely appropriate for both occasions. BWV 182, with a libretto by Salomo Frank, exists in two versions. The original from 1714 has a small chamber ensemble consisting of a recorder, a violin, two violas, a cello and continuo, that is, organ and bass viol. In Leipzig, Bach added further instrumental parts for a more triumphant sound. The version we are about to hear is the original, more intimate setting from Weimar. The cantata opens with a brief but beautiful sinfonia, with a solo violin and recorder, the rest of the orchestra accompanying with pizzicato, that is, plucked notes, which seem to depict the clip-clop of Jesus' mount. The dotted rhythm, in the style of a French overture, imitates the motion of the donkey, making its way into Jerusalem, but also the beginning of a new era, according to the musical symbolism of the time. This understated processional movement pictures perfectly the humility of Christ's entrance into the world in the womb of the humble maiden Mary, and into Jerusalem on the first century version of a van, a decidedly unregal donkey. The choir then renders the second fugal part of the French overture. It introduces the theme of the cantata. Just as Christ entered the world and Jerusalem, the congregation prays that he will enter to make his dwelling in their hearts. Welcome, King of Heaven. Let us also be your Zion. Enter in, you have won our hearts. This movement is in so-called da capo form, meaning that there are two sections, A and B, of which A is repeated at the end, giving us the structure A, B, A. The da capo form was extremely popular in Italian opera and made its way from the opera house to church music around this time. This cantata is one of the early examples of Bach's use of it. The fifth and eighth movements are also in da capo form. In his later works, including the majority of his cantatas, as well as the Passions, This was the standard form for most of Bach's arias. This is followed by a very brief arioso-like recitative, the only one in the whole work, sung by the bass. The words are from Psalm 40, applied Christologically to be the words of Jesus. Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. The basin speaks for the congregation, declaring and praising Christ's obedience in coming to do God's saving will. Mighty love, O great Son of God, that has driven you from the throne of your majesty and made you offer yourself as a sacrifice to save the world and make a covenant with your blood. From here on, Christ's coming is viewed explicitly from the viewpoint of the Passion. We now come to the central movement of the cantata, a long and poignant alto aria. The words are addressed to the congregation, exhorting them to respond to Christ's offering in faith and welcome him as the crowds in Jerusalem did. Prostrate yourselves before the Saviour, hearts of all Christians. Clothe yourselves in a spotless robe of your faith and go out to meet him. May your body, your life and possessions be dedicated now to the King. Here another musical device becomes evident. The previous aria was accompanied by all the strings, this one only by the recorder and continuo. And as the Passion nears, the music is slowly stripped, like altars are stripped for Good Friday, leaving the final aria to be accompanied only by the continuo. This tenor aria is a heartfelt prayer addressed to Jesus, pleading for grace to follow him faithfully. Jesus, let me follow you through good and ill. Though the world shout, crucify, let me not flee, Lord, the banner of your cross. Here I shall find a crown and palms. Here we again return to the theology of the cross. The Christian's true banner and comfort is not in worldly acclamation and glory, but in the apparent shame of the cross of Christ, his true moment of victory. The choir concludes the cantata with two movements of very different characters. The first is a chorale fantasia on verse 33. Yes, that's right, Lutherans of Bach's time didn't skimp on hymn singing. Verse 33 of the hymn by Paul Stockmann. Jesu leiden, pein und tod. Jesus is suffering, pain and death. Jesus, your passion is pure joy to me. Your wounds, your crown and scorn are my heart's pasture. My soul walks on roses when I think of this, that you prepare a place in heaven for us. The tune itself is sung by the sopranos, doubled by the recorder and solo violin. In the final movement, the choir gives uninhibited expression to the joy that we have in the self-sacrificial sufferings of Christ for our salvation. Let us thus enter joyful Salem, attend the King in love and sorrow. He leads the way and prepares the path. The combination of joy at entering the heavenly Jerusalem with Jesus and the attendant presence of sorrow under the cross beautifully draws together the two dominant themes of the cantata. Here is Johann Sebastian Bach's Himmelkönig sei willkommen, BWV 182, in a performance by Bach Collegium Japan conducted by Masaki Suzuki, and with soloists Yumiko Kurisu, soprano, Yoshikazu Mera, countertenor, Makoto Sakurada, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is found in Volume 3 of BCJ's Complete Survey of Bach Cantatas, published by the BIS label, and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eclassical.com.
siehe, ich komme, im Buch ist von mir geschrieben.
Und verlegen sei dem Kind.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Cantata. Our survey of cantatas suitable for Lent is now complete. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday, the feast of Christ's resurrection and the beginning of the highest point of the church year. I look forward to your company and to introducing you to one of the very greatest of all Bach's cantatas. In the meantime, do make yourself at home on Lutheran Radio UK's homepage and explore all the great programs available to listen on demand. I am Tapani Simoyoki, and you have been listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK.